Good evening. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please?
07728.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Kenneth Carrier.
The first name is spelled?
K-E-N-N-E-T-H.
And the last name is spelled?
C-A-R-R-I-E-R.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Have you placed an order for a product?
That's what I'm calling about. I have 4 charges on my credit card, and I'm not sure what this is, so I want to make sure what this is for.
Okay. This is a call center, so we're trying to find the account in your name. What is your mailing address?
620 Blueberry Hill, Freehold, New Jersey.
Okay.
07728.
Yes, ma'am. So I see that you there was an order for the Elevare All-Natural Anti-Aging Cream on April 1st.
Those were not ordered. That we did not authorize ordering those.
So the face cream, according to what I see here, was delivered to your address.
Right, and then we received it again today, and this is the second time I'm calling. I did not authorize for $92.90 to be charged or the $91.89 to be charged, and then you charged me again.
So
$6.70 and $7.45.
So how did you start getting the product? I see you started you ordered it on April 1st as a 14-day trial.
No. He obviously got scammed into something from somewhere else.
Okay, and what's your relationship to Kenneth?
He's my husband. He's sitting right here.
Okay.
And I would be the ones using the cream, and I certainly don't want them and don't need them and do not want to pay for this. You can have it all back because you just sent new ones, and I don't want them.
Yes, ma'am. So the company that he ordered these from, well, it was authorized when he placed the order because in the terms and conditions, it told him he was in a 14-day trial. And he paid the shipping and handling initially, and that was to get the product in your hand so you could try it.
No.
So that's
not
what happened
right
with the account.
You can tell him that. That's not true. He ordered something else, and you slipped this in is what it is because he wouldn't order creams for me.
Okay. So you're saying that you all didn't place the order at all?
We're saying that you charged our card without our knowledge for that. If you told my husband that he was going to pay $92.90 and $91.89 for both products, he would absolutely say no. So, yes, I am. But you can speak to him right now if you want also.
Well, actually, yes, ma'am. He would have had to read the terms and conditions himself because the order was placed from your home or from wherever he placed it. No one advised him.
I'm just telling you, he knows how to read. He ordered something else, and you slipped a subscription in. He would not pay that much money for creams and did not go into a subscription plan. So I don't care what you're saying. That's fraudulent, and I want it removed from my account, and I do not want any further product going forward.
Yes, ma'am. So
I can ship you back the freaking bottles that you just sent me. I don't care.
Yes, ma'am. This is a customer call center. We're simply answering the phone and trying to support what the company has offered you to order. We don't get into ordering and things of that nature.
You have no problem telling me what he signed for and what he read and all this. So you can do the opposite and tell them what I'm telling you and get this fixed.
Yes, ma'am. The calls are being monitored, so they can surely hear what you're saying to me. Now, according to the order form, I'm advising you based on what I see that he ordered. It was for a 14-day trial. That's why he incurred the charges, and the account was not canceled. So you all continue to get the products, and you didn't think to call in sooner when you were getting
you
the product.
This lady, because she's saying that you
didn't tell her. Hello.
Yes, sir. So when you ordered this, sir, my name is Zandra. I'm here at the call center for the company that you ordered from. You paid the shipping and handling initially for a 14-day trial, and according to the terms and conditions of your order form, you were going to be getting these products monthly.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what my wife uses, so why would I do something like that?
Okay. So I guess what I'm saying.
And I was ordering something else. I was ordering ear pods, and then all of a sudden this came up. You know, and I'm like, well, I don't even know what this is. Why is this screen coming up here? It makes no sense. You know,
okay.
I have zero use for this. And, you know, I'm okay with you know, they can keep the $9.99 for the two products that they sent, but like now you're charging me $180. I have no use for this stuff. Like I don't want it. And like, look, I know how to read. I'm a senior vice president. I run a big company. Like, and I really don't want to be aggravated after a full day of work on a Monday. Here, you just need to do one thing. You need to cancel this. You need to refund my credit card, or I'll charge it back. And very simply, I'll start going crazy on the net about you people. Like, I really don't want to go down these roads. Let's just end this. It's very simple. Like, I'm not in a subscription. I'm a fucking man. Like, I don't need this stuff.
Right, I understand. Your wife said you ordered it for her, so I can only look at the order form, sir, and I can only follow the company's terms and conditions. Now,
okay.
I can go ahead and cancel. I'm going to transfer you over to our fraud department since you all are claiming that you didn't order this. You were trying to order something else. I'll be right back with you. Okay, I'm still here. I'm just waiting for one of the supervisors in the fraud department to become available.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Like, are they kidding me? $90 for this? What is this? Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Okay, we know. We don't need to rehash it there. Vino, relax. I can't cancel my credit card.
You're going to charge them back and you're going to say, I need a new card number because they're not letting go.
I can't get a new card number until my Colorado thing goes through or the whole thing is blown.
You can't call them and give them another card?
No. Nope. Yeah, what was a subscription for life? Like,
well, he clearly did. He had to have read the terms and agreement. She was like, you're nasty.
I don't care.
Okay, Mr. Carey, here we go. I'm going to transfer you over to our fraud department. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good night.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.